Last month, Maricopa County public health officials had a slow start to the rollout of their COVID-19 vaccine program. This came as Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order to accelerate COVID-19 vaccinations in the state, calling any delay unacceptable. Maricopa County is attributing most of its issues to the state's vaccine management system. The Arizona Department of Health Services, though, is pushing back. Here to talk with us more about this issue is KGZZ's Rocio Hernandez. Hi, Rocio.
Good morning.
So what were some of the issues Maricopa County was experiencing?
Well, one of the biggest problems that the county has heard was that some folks had trouble setting up their appointments. The county says many people reported that the state's vaccine management system never sent them an email to make their appointment. Others did receive the email, but they were directed to vaccine sites in cities outside of the county like Sholo and Globe. There's also issues with getting healthcare workers appointments for the second dose right after they received their first dose, and that's what the county had expected that it would be able to do. The county says ADHS procured its vaccine management system very late into the planning process, and because of that, the tool was handed over to them 2 days before it opened two of its vaccine sites. The county says these issues dramatically slowed down its operations and even put them days behind schedule.
Well, what is the state health department saying about that?
The department says the vaccine management system was developed and tested in concert with local partners and is and has been functioning properly. The department's director, Dr. Kara Chris, says other counties also use the system, but they didn't have the same issues that Maricopa County did. The department says that they believe that the issues stem from the county's own pre-screening tool, which healthcare workers were required to use before they could schedule their appointments. Other counties didn't have that step. The department says Maricopa's pre-screening tool wasn't compatible with its vaccine system, but that issue has since been resolved. The department also talked about the scheduling issues, and they think that those stem from the county setting two of its sites as private. So the system would show you when you logged in all the public sites at the very top, even those in other counties. And the private sites were all the way at the bottom. So that's why some people may have seen those Globe or Sholo sites first. The department says that it's changed those settings to resolve that issue too.
So are things going better in Maricopa County now as it relates to the vaccine program?
It seems so. The county says its vaccine sites ran at full capacity last week. They say the sites were designed to vaccinate 7,600 people a day during the phase 1A, but they've exceeded that twice last week. The county has also noticed a dramatic uptick in the demand from healthcare workers, and they attribute that not only to the system functioning better, but also getting past the holiday weekend.
All right. That's KJZZ's Rocio Hernandez. Thank you, Rocio.
Thanks for having me.